paragraph hey. This will also explain why a Jew is not allowed to free a slave, an Eved Kanani. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Vehisnachaltem oisam levnechem achreichem. You will pass them on to your children as inheritance. Lo'oilam bohem tavoidu. You should always work with them. Because this avoida, this sorting out process of subduing the ra that's attached, that's that has attached itself to the world, to the creation, in order to enable the creation, the world, to plug into, to get to the level that it was at before creation. This birur is not a one-time shot. This is something that we keep doing throughout our entire lives, from generation to generation, until the end. Until in the end, Hashem will remove all tumah, all impurity from the world. And then all the negativity will be eliminated completely. And everything will go back to its origin, to its roots. And then it'll be total, complete oneness, as it was before Hashem created the world. Aval achshav. However, now, kol zman sheshem yizborach chofetz b'kiyum olam, so long as Hashem wants the world to exist, anu tzrichin sheyu kol avodaseinu bebechinas rotzoi v'shoiv. We have to see to it that our serving Hashem and our conducting our lives is in the manner of rotzoi v'shoiv. Rotzoi means going up, rising up. V'shoiv means coming back down. Not getting stuck on the top floor. No, it's not getting stuck there. Going up, coming back down. Going up, coming back down. Dahainu lihikoleil kol habriya bekoidem habriya. Meaning, for us to try to do everything we can to plug the entire creation into Hashem, into before creation, to elevate everything in this world, the doimim, tzomea, chayim, adabar, everything, to elevate it to Hashem, to elevate it to that state of purity that was in existence before Hashem created the world, all oneness. V'afal pi kein, and even though we're doing this, yihye kiyum habriya, the world will continue to exist, v'loy tisbate legamri chashom, we will not wipe it out totally. In other words, for example, an example of right and left is the neshama and the guf, right? The soul and the body. The soul is bechinas ben, the body is bechinas eved. Sheishes yomim tavoy, the body works, the soul is bechinas ben. On Shabbos, all of us rise to this level of ben. And here again, the tachlis is not to destroy the body. The tachlis is to elevate the body to the level of soul, to turn the body into soul, to turn the left into right, to merge the left into the right, to make the body subservient to the soul without destroying it. If you destroy it, you failed in your mission. If a person, chas shalom, destroys the body, then he can no longer serve Hashem. Period. He blew it. He can be a malach, he can't be a human being. The whole greatness of creation, the whole nachas that Hashem is looking from this world is our ability to take the yamin and smoil and make smoil, merge the smoil into yamin. Ki Hashem yisborach chofetz b'kiyum ho'ilam. Because Hashem, for now, wants the world to exist. He does want the world to continue existing. Therefore, our main focus has to be to sort out levarer, to sort out the good from the bad, to get rid of, to identify what's bad and get rid of the bad, and then take the left. After we've gotten rid of the bad that was in the left, take the remaining left, the good left, and plug it into the right. V'afal pikein yihye kiyum lahasmoil. And yet allow the left to exist. Again, we're not trying to turn the wife into the husband. We're not trying to make her to clone her to be the husband. We're trying to bring her, to bring the wife as close to the husband as possible. And yet she still retains her own identity to a degree. To a degree. Ki sitra desmola hu kiyum ho'olam kayadua. Because the left side is the existence of the world, as is known. Meaning, in order for the world to exist, there has to be this left side. Hashem wants this left side to exist. V'alkein osur l'shachrer ho'eved. And it's for this reason that we're not allowed to set free an Eved Knani. Sheloi levatel b'chinas hasmoy l'gamri. Because if you set him free, you make him, he's not an Eved anymore, then you eliminated the left. You took out the left totally. But rather, what Hashem wants is lemoiloi, to circumcise him. Levayer ho'or lo hora ha'gomer mimenu, which when we circumcise him, we're removing the total evil from him, the orla, which is total evil. So that now, once we circumcise him, now when the Jew uses this Eved Knani to serve him, to help him, by doing that, the Jew has the ability to extract the good from this Eved, and to have the left plug into the right. Eved beben, have the Eved plug into the ben. Avoloi l'shachroi l'gamri, but not to free him, not to set him free totally. Ki oz hu mevatel b'chinas hasmoy l'gamri koidem zmanoi. Because when you free a slave, it's like you're trying to eliminate the left side totally before the right time. It's not the right time yet. Hashem will let us know when it's time to eliminate the left totally. But for now, the kiyum ho'ilam, the existence of this physical world, depends on the left side. It depends on us having a body. It depends on us having a wife. All of these things are critical. The left has to be there. Ki ein rishoin levatel b'chinas hasmoy legamri ad haketz. Because we are not allowed to eliminate the left totally until the ketz, until the end. V'sehu, and this is what the pasuk says, v'snachaltem oisom livnechem. You will pass on your servants to whom? To your sons. You'll pass on the Eved to the Ben. Livnechem daiko. Rav Nosson says, look at the wording. Ki ho Eved sorich lavoid l'haben. The Eved has to serve the Ben. Kidei shu Eved yuchlal beben. Said the Eved will be merged into and plugged into the Ben. Bechina smoil b'yamin, left into the right. Kidei shayidei zeh yenichlal achar abriyeh b'koidom abriyeh kanal. So that by doing that, we're plugging in the world, the creation, into before creation. Ki kol ma shesmoil nichlal b'yamin, kemoi kein nichlal achar abriyeh b'koidom abriyeh kanal. Because in all the different ways that we succeed in plugging the left into the right, we're succeeding in plugging the creation into before creation.